Thank you, Jesus. The message today is just going to be on just the value of who you are. You know, we're doing this baby dedications, and you know, something that I've been learning, even though they're little bitty babies, they're very significant to this church. These two babies, I had the chance to pray for them with their moms, both of the moms that's here, while they were still in the womb. And so this is a special dedication towards how faithful God is and how faithful He is to deliver. Amen. And so I'm just honored to do this baby dedication today. But before that, we're going to preach the gospel, the good news of why we're here. If I have told you this, what happened if I told you that the same way God loves Jesus is the same way He loves you? What would that do to your mind, your attitude, your thoughts, how you wake up in the morning? If I say that you are the reason why He died, you were the reason why He died. You are the reason. And sometimes when I say that, we go, yeah, the whole world, that's the reason why He died. But as I was saying last time, if you don't personalize that towards you are the reason why He died, then it won't have any meaning. Amen. You are the reason why He shed His blood. You are the reason why He took those stripes. You are the reason. When I first realized that I was the reason why He died, that I am in Him and He is in me, I mean, it's almost like I just went into a fetal position and I was just crying and I was crying because I knew God loved me, amen? And I knew that He would never forget me, that I knew that He will always be with me. And in John 17:22, it says this. It says, I have given them the glory that you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Can I get an amen? Amen. And I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to a complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. It says, even as you have loved me. Even to who? Even to Jesus. The way the Father loves you is exactly the way the Father loves Jesus. You know, one time I was on an airplane, I was just looking down. I was like, man, we are so small. We are so tiny. And why do God think about us? We're so insignificant. And the Lord told me, He says, you're not insignificant. You're the reason why I made the sky. You're the reason why I made the moon. You're the reason why I made the ocean. You're the reason why I made all this around you. Never allow the things and the substance around you to identify as more important than who you are. I remember I once had an iguana cage that me and my father was building. And I bought a $200 light system that the iguana needed because it was a cold-blooded animal. And then I had to buy $100 heat rock for it. And then I had to build a cage for it. And I mean, all the dollars was adding up. And I'm just like, oh man, I'm gonna have to rake some more leaves or cut some more grass because all this money. I was around, I think, about 14 years old. But then I bought the iguana. And when I bought the iguana, I placed the iguana inside the cage. I said, all this is for you. I called my iguana Roscoe. I said, Roscoe, I got all this for you, so you better make sure you enjoy this. And my iguana would go in and play around it. And the Lord just reminded me, you know, everything you see, you look at the water outside. Look at the people in here. Look at the relationships that you have. All of this is for you. The world is your playground. The devil is under your feet. You have the authority to enjoy life, to have fun, to enjoy your child, to enjoy your loved ones. And when we do that, you know what happens? We embrace why Jesus died. The Bible says He come that we might have what? Life. And have it to the fullest. That means that He does not want you to have one dull moment while you're on this earth. that even in the midst of the storms, you can still have peace. You can still have joy. How many of y'all got caught in some storms today? Amen. Like I said last time, when we was flying through a storm one time, and the pilot said, we're gonna climb about 2,000 feet. I said, 2,000 feet? What do you mean we need to go down? He said, no, we need to go up. We don't fly into the storms. We fly over the storms because he has placed us on higher ground. The Bible says, keep your mind on things above, not on the things that seem. But the things that seem are temporary. But guess what? God, his love that he has for you, it's going to last for a lifetime. It's going to last for what? Eternity. And he wants us to know that love. He doesn't just want us to go around this earth just not knowing, not thinking that he loves us. When we know that he loves us, that's what set our souls on. Have you ever had a crush in school and somebody liked you and you was like, oh yeah, I got this note. Somebody liked me. You know, you get that note, oh, they like me, they love me. And the Lord said, you know, that's cool and all. He said, but I'm the one that created your boss. I'm the one that created the seas, the earth, the sun that never burns out. And I love you. How much in comparison is my love towards you by the person that loves you that I created? See, nothing surpasses his love towards us. That's the same love that my mother gave towards me, that these mothers are going to give towards their children. It's an unconditional love, a love that never ends, a love that knows that, you know what, I have a parent that's on my side, amen? And when we receive that love, sometimes, like I said, I was in a fetal position when I was 20 years old because I was like, Lord, you made the sun, you made the heavens, you made the moon, and you're going to talk to me, little old me, all the mistakes that I've done? And it just broke me down to Psalms 8 and 4 where it says, where David was reading, what is man? Or some read, who is man? That you are mindful of me. See, David said, who am I that you are mindful of me? Where I have done you wrong, Lord. Where I've committed adultery. Where I've killed the person. Where I've done all these things. And you still have your mind on me? What type of God are you that loves me unconditionally? It's a powerful love. It's a love that takes your breath away. It's a love that paralyzes you. And recognize that, you know what? My life is not insignificant. My life means something. My God, he loves me, and that will never leave me. He will never forsake you. Amen?
Amen.
It says, what is man that you are mindful of me? And the son of man that thou hast visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than angels. And in the Greek, it means Elohim. That means a little lower than God. And has crowned him with glory and honor. Do you know you have glory? That you have high honor. You know, you see those little cartoons with the halo around their head? That's not actually the real glory. The glory is God's view and opinion that he has about you. How do you see yourself when you wake up in the morning? You should see yourself as this. This is my daughter. This is my son, in which God is well pleased. Because that's what he said to Jesus. He said, this is my son and who I'm well pleased. And guess what? He wants you to know that who is in Christ? You all are in Christ. We are in Christ. And if he loves us the same way he loves Christ, then we can wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for loving me today. Thank you that I'm going to have a good day because you bless me. You see, if God ain't too good enough, then you haven't tasted a real God. If God is not good, where you say, Lord, you just too good to me. You just keep on blessing me and keep on blessing me. No matter how much I keep doing wrong, you keep on blessing me. That's the type of God that we serve. David knew that. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And I think about that. I said, how is that? Where are all the mistakes he made? God says, I'm looking at your heart and I know all things. Even when you don't know, God still knows. Like I said, one time I was at Walgreens and I didn't know I had a rewards card, and they asked for my phone number, and I was like, I don't have any rewards card, and I And I gave them my phone number anyway, and they looked it up. And they're like, oh, you do have a rewards card. And I was going there for a whole year without using my rewards. But you know what? Their rewards were always there. I just forgot it. And the Lord says this, even though you forgot about me, I have never forgotten about you. I have never forgotten about the promise that I made to you when you was 9 years old. I've never forgot about the promises that I have kept, just me and you, those personal promises that you have kept in your heart, that I am always with you, amen? When this comes into your heart, the only thing I can do is just shout, because I just know that God will never leave me, that never forsake me. You can shout if you want to, amen. You can say, hey, you are so good, God. I can't just trap this in. I just can't keep this to myself. I got to tell somebody, amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For in it is the power. It's the power that set me free. When I couldn't do right, he set me right, amen. Psalms 139:14 said, I will confess and praise you, for you are fearfully and wonderfully, and I all a wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. Your inner self knows that God is real. Amen. Your inner self knows that God loves you. Just like that baby crying. That baby knows that God loves you. The Bible says that the babies will cry out a perfect praise. Amen. Why is that? Because in our innermost being, we know that he loves us. But sometimes the Bible says the man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at the what? The heart. Sometimes you look at your bank account and say, well, do he love me? Sometimes we look at the situations and the red ink and the paper. You sure you love me, God? Because this ain't looking right here. You see, when we look on the outer appearance, we may not see the love all the time. But when you look in the heart, and you quiet your heart, and you go to that secret place, you know that he is by your side. You know that he cares for you. You know that he died for you. And that's the place that he always wants you to go back to the inner parts of you, because you are his perfect workmanship. Amen. It says in Ephesians 2:10, said, for we are God's handwork, handiwork, his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do the good works which God has predestined for us. Just like my iguana. I didn't bring the iguana first. Amen. I brought the cage first. I bought all the beautiful things. Then I placed him there. Amen. Just like these beautiful babies here. The mothers are here first before the babies. Amen. The church is here before the babies. Then when the babies come, then guess what? They have it all set up. See, God predestined our lives so he can take care of us for the rest of our lives. He prepares it ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. You know what? This is the reason why you don't have to worry about nothing. Because whatever you worry about, God already went before you. God is so powerful, he goes before time. He goes before your knowledge. Our little finite minds, we can't think, oh man, what's going to happen? What's going to happen tomorrow? He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. He said, I just want you to rejoice right now that I love you, that I care for you, that I died for you. You are my workmanship. You know, even when I played with Legos when I was 9 years old and I built it up to a castle, I didn't want nothing to destroy it. I would keep it preserved for 5 days. Amen. I'll make sure, hey, don't mess with my Legos, man. Tell the other kid, I built these Legos. It's important to me. Amen. And how much more are we important to God? Amen. He says, I got the numbers on your head that I uniquely made you. I carefully made you. I went in detail in making you. And he said, if I spent all that time creating you, creating a perfect person in you. Then don't you think that I love you? Don't you think that I care for you? You know, I had a brother that I was talking to the other day, about 2 days ago. I said, you know, why don't you come on church, brother? And he said, you know, I don't know, it's some stuff that happened to me in my life that it just took a bad turn, and sometimes I just blame God. I said, do you know that God is the one that's here to save you, not to harm you? He said, I never heard that before. I said, yeah, that's like if you had an accident and we call the ambulance, and the ambulance come, and then we blame the ambulance for the accident. The accident wasn't God's fault. God is our Savior. He is our friend. I never seen someone getting rescued out of an ocean and say, you know what, I'm glad I found you. The person in the ocean is saved, amen. They were saved. They could not help themselves. See, we are saved. We are not a self-help club, amen. We are not a club of, yeah, let me see how much I can do for myself. When we step in Him, we step into the light of salvation, and He takes care of us. He says, do not worry like the pagans worry who have no father. You have a father that's going to take and meet every one of your needs. Amen? He says, my God will supply what? Some of your needs? All of your needs. That means every single one of them. He got it. He said, I got your back. I got your, you know, sometimes I think about the armor and the heart and the shield of faith. And I was like, God, why you don't say nothing about your, you know, I see you got for the breastplate of righteousness, the head of all this stuff. Why you don't have nothing for your back? He said, because I got your back. I said, that's good, God. Because I was feeling a little bit exposed sometimes to the devil. He said, don't worry about that. But I got your back. When you go and you feel fear in your heart, guess what? You may fear, but I have your back. It's certain things that I pray for that I know I was doubting, that I know I was in fear, and it still happened. I said, well, I was double-minded, God. He said, but I had your back. Ooh, that's good. I know that's good. And when He has your back, the Bible says perfect love casts out all what? All fears. Fears come from thinking that God don't have me. But once you understand the value of who you are, once you understand the importance of how God uniquely and wonderfully made you, you walk around with your head held high. You walk around like you know that you are the righteousness of God. You walk around like you know your daddy got your back. You walk around like you know that if everything falls around me, I know this ground's not going to fall because I have a Father that's here to provide. Amen? Amen. It's love, y'all. It's love of a father. It's love of a mother. It's love of a one that has given His life for you and say, I love you. I can see the Lord right now just in the spirit realm just placing His arms around you and giving you a big hug and saying, listen, you are the reason why I die. You. You are so important. If you wasn't here, I wouldn't have died. That's how important you are. If 100 people was in trouble and you was in the building, you out of the 99, I'm going to save you. Do you see yourself like that? Do you see yourself walking in significance? You know, when you see yourself like that, that's when we walk in the honor of God and knowing that He loves us. And these beautiful babies in here. You know, I was doing research on the eagles. If you know, if you kill or break a bald eagle's egg, that's over $100,000, and you spend some years in jail. And I was like, what? But you know what? It's not the same as a human life. And I was like, wow. I said, you know, sometimes people value animals more than a human life. You see, if you go to the accordance of man, you are not more valuable than a bald eagle. But when you go to God, you are His most valuable. Amen? You are His MVP. His most 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 valuable player, amen. You ain't a player, but you a player, amen. You are his main person, amen. Look at the birds of the air in Matthew 6:26. For neither they sow or reap or gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? You know, I used to read the scripture and I go, oh yeah, I gotta get my value. He says, no. Value is in your inheritance of what I did for you. You can't do nothing for your inheritance. Only thing you have to do is receive it and say, yes, Lord. And come into the knowledge of it. Amen. 2 Peter 1:2 says, may God give you more and more grace, peace, as you what? As you grow in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. You know, I remember I used to go to, I remember one time I lost my mom's money one time she gave me about, where you at, mom? About $300 you gave me? It was my money. She gave me some money and I think I had lost it or whatever. And I came home, I was like, yeah, mom, I lost about $350 you gave me, I'm sorry. And my mom was like, you did what? You lost that money? And you know, she was upset. I was like, why are you upset? But I never had a job yet. And I never had to work for money yet. But when I was at UPS slinging them boxes and I got my first paycheck, I was like, oh, okay. I see now. I see why she was upset. But you see, my value had to be grown in it. I didn't know the importance of it. You know, I have friends from 7-Eleven and other different friends that come over to the country like, they're like, Wendell, you don't know how good you got it, my friend. You are so blessed. You are so rich. I go, oh, yeah, thanks. Okay, man, thanks. And I give him a hug. Like, and, you know, but my brother, he just so enjoyed. He just so enjoyed with the Lord. And, you know, sometimes I go, you know, he got all these businesses and stuff. But, you know, he came over with just, $50 in his pocket. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, like, he came over to a free world, a free place, and he knew that this is freedom over here, where he came from a place of bondage. But you know what? He knew it, and the same scripture says, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you what? Grow in the knowledge of God. See, some people don't know the knowledge and the value that God has on you. You can live at a free place and be at a place where you're not using that freedom, where you're not taking advantage of it, when you don't understand the importance and the value of who you are. You just lay because you don't feel like you're valuable. They had this show the other day where this guy sold this Thomas Jefferson thing that he signed years ago that was worth like millions of dollars. And he just sold it at a garage sale for $10. Oh. And the guy went and sold it for millions. Wow. And the guy was like, if I knew the value of it, I wouldn't have sold that to you. But because I didn't know the value, can I please get that back? He's like, no, it's mine, my partner. The struggle real for you. I'm not kidding. But you know what? The Lord says, we are on this earth. We're breathing in God's freedom. We're breathing in his righteousness. He says, but some of us are not experiencing that because we don't know the value that he placed inside of us. He placed his righteousness, his freedom, his joy. We don't walk around with just prune faces and walk around just, this is another day. We got freedom. We got life. And we got life to the fullest. Amen. We should be the most happiest people because our life will never end. Ain't no party like a grace party. Because a grace party just don't stop. This party keeps going on and on. You know, even if I go to a funeral with my family, I'm going to see them again. It's the blessed life here. And sometimes we got to turn the tune up. We got the tune too low. Turn the party up in your heart. Turn up. You know, no one is going to do this for you when you wake up. You don't want to have to turn it on. You don't want to have authority. God says, I have given you the authority over everything on this earth for you to speak over. I'm going to have a good day today. How do you know? Because Jesus already went before
me. That's right.
I'm going to have a blessed week. How do you know? Because Jesus already told me. I know the plans that you have for me, Jesus. Plans to prosper me. To be in good health. So my soul can prosper. That means my mind, my will, and my emotion, if it's not in gladness, if it's not in joy, then I'm not hooked on to God. I'm hooked on to myself. I'm hooked on to my trouble. I'm hooked on to something else. But when I'm hooked on to God, anything's possible. Life is so beautiful. Every person I see is an opportunity to minister. Every person I see is an opportunity to love. Every person I see is an opportunity to see Jesus' face. Because when I see you, I see Christ. When I see you, I see his love. I see his splitting image of who God is. When I look into your smiling face. Amen. Paul said in Romans 7:24, "O wretched man that I am, who would deliver me from this body of death?" Then it's almost like he switched. He says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Who would deliver me through this body of death?" Oh, let me get this self-help book in the 9 ways of how you do this. Who would deliver me from this body of death? Or let me willpower this and just make myself just a little bit stronger. Who would deliver me from the body of death? Oh, you know what? Jesus delivered me. I'm just going to worship the person who already got the victory for me. He's the one that places the ring on your finger. He got the championship, Bo. It was the championship, whatever. He got it. And the only thing you got to do is just receive it, amen? You know, there's certain things that you can do, and you can create value at your job. You can create value at your work. But, you know, like I said, I've counseled millionaires before. I've counseled people where they're valuable in people's eyes. But they want to commit suicide. They want to commit death. They want to hurt themselves. You know why? Because they haven't heard the whisper of, besides all this stuff, I love you. Even if you didn't have this, even if people didn't care about you, even if you wasn't loved by everybody, I still love you. Even if you dropped all this stuff right now, guess what? I still got your back. Some of us haven't heard that in a long time. Some of us, that causes us not to sleep, because nothing can quench your appetite or your thirst unless you hear his sweet love that he has for you. That is unconditional. Amen. Oh, wretched man, who is going to save me? The answer is who? Jesus. He's the only one that can ever save me. He's the only one that can ever quench my thirst. I've tried almost everything. Amen. I ain't going to say I tried everything. But I tried a lot of things. And it can't quench like Jesus quenches. Jesus has the power to love you, to quench you, and to turn you around all at the same time. And that love is valuable. That love is real. And once we acknowledge it, just like I said, I used to go to school and look at the orchestra. I'm like, oh, are we going to see this orchestra again? This stuff is whack. I want to get out of here. Let's go to the zoo or something. Let's go to Science Center, Six Flags, something. I don't want to go to this. But you know what? I didn't value it. I didn't have the concept of all of them playing together, and until I start taking xylophone classes and piano classes, all these, and then I went to an orchestra later on in life, and I was like, wow, what a masterpiece. Because I've grown to see something that, you know what, this is valuable. And as you grow in Christ, as you start to see, you know what, Jesus Christ, how valuable is he to you? Is he just a punchline? Is he just something that I say after I say my prayers in Jesus' name, amen. And we all do that, amen. But is he something that when I hear the name Jesus, it does something to my soul? When I hear the word Yahshua HaMashiach, it does something to me that I know without this name. It's the song where they sung the song, something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Then it goes on describing, it's sweeter than a honeycomb. Woo, it just make you shiver. It just make you wiggle. It just make you want to shout. Amen. This is the thing that you have in trouble. If trouble comes to you, you can still tap in even though the trouble's in front of you. Anytime, any place. Amen. And so, you know what? This is something that I'm just going to close here before we do our baby dedication. I just want everybody just to close their eyes and just focus on Lord. I just want you to repeat after me. Father God.